We thank you, God, for the gift of music and singing, which you have created and gifted people to do. And we thank you for the privilege in what we have already shared today. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to speak to us through the words and songs that we will hear and have heard. And maybe we've already heard some word, some phrase that is sticking with us today about the truth of who you are and your care for us. So continue to speak to us, we pray. And now as we receive this offering today, we want to see it used for your glory and for your good purposes throughout our community and around the world. And so we ask that you would bless it accordingly, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. What do you think of when you hear the word Christmas? For many of us, it's presents. We spend time going to buy gifts for others and hope that others might buy gifts for us. Or maybe for you, Christmas is all about the traditions that you keep. Maybe you go to that special person's place on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Or you hang those decorations together. You make those cookies together. Or you play a game. Maybe you as a family have a special show you watch on TV or a movie that you watch together. Or maybe you don't really care what you do, where you do it. It's who is with you. And the most important thing to you is family at Christmas. Programs, traditions, gifts, family, these can be all great things about Christmas. But for some of you here today, this Christmas might be difficult. You might be going into your first Christmas without a loved one. Or Christmas sometimes heightens the hard things that are going on in our lives. Loneliness, the difficulties that we face in life, maybe the despair that we feel, especially at a time of year when we're supposed to be happy. Well, there is someone who can bring greater meaning to the things that we think of at Christmas and also can bring us hope and comfort in the midst of our suffering or hard times at Christmas. And that person is the Christ, the one whom Christmas is named for. When you hear the phrase Christ Jesus, you are actually hearing a title and a name, kind of like Queen Elizabeth. Queen is her title, Elizabeth is her name. Christ Jesus, Christ is the title, Jesus is the name. But what does Christ mean? Well, basically it means the anointed one. And in ancient history, among the Jewish people, whenever they got a new king or a new high priest, they anointed them with oil. And this kind of symbolized a new beginning, a new start, and the hope that that office or position promised. But they were also hoping for a supreme king, a supreme high priest who could deliver them, because they suffered much. And around 2,000 years ago, this hope for the supreme deliverer reached a fever pitch, because the Jews around Jerusalem and in the region called Judea were greatly oppressed by the Roman army and their own rulers. So they longed for deliverance. And then Jesus was born, but not many people heard about it. A few shepherds in a field, a few residents in Jerusalem, the wise men from the east who came to see this one born, the king of the Jews, they caused a bit of a stir in Jerusalem. But after that, not much happened for about 30 years. And then Jesus came out publicly in ministry, healing, reaching out, profoundly changing the lives of those he encountered. And the authorities didn't pay much attention to him, until he became a threat. And then they started hearing people talk about him maybe being the Christ. Well, when people have power, they don't like giving up power. And when he became a threat to their power, they eventually had him arrested, tried, and got the Romans to kill him on a cross. And then he died. And it seemed like he failed, because he certainly did not provide deliverance for the Jews of that time, but 3 days after, from the Friday to the Sunday, Jesus' tomb was found empty. And there have been many theories put forward about what happened, but as Christians, we believe that the best explanation for Jesus' empty tomb is that he was resurrected or brought back to life from the dead. Now, I know that sounds kind of crazy and weird in our modern world and the way in which we look at things, but if we're talking about God, who is and has greater power and ability than any human being, resurrection becomes a possibility. Which means that if Jesus is alive today, you and I can actually connect with the Christ of Christmas, the one whom this festival, this season was named for. And Jesus didn't just come at Christmas or at a season that we commemorated so that we could have a festival or a celebration. He came to make a profound difference in our lives. You and I need to think deeply about that. Why did this Christ come? There's a much deeper meaning to Christmas than all the things that we treasure, though they are good. And when we actually trust the Christ of Christmas with our lives, he can inject much more meaning into our celebrations than anything else. Our celebrations can be blessed with the joy of something called forgiveness. For when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't purchase political deliverance for the Jews and for all people. He purchased a spiritual deliverance for all people from guilt. Guilt for the wrongs that they had done before God for those who trusted in him. And so, if we put the trust of our lives on Jesus, at Christmas, we can celebrate that we are forgiven and that we have a companion that walks with us through the joys and through the sorrows of life. And if you're finding life difficult this Christmas season, I want you to know that the Christ of Christmas knows very deeply and intimately what you face. He knows better than we do about what's going on in our lives, and he wants to be your hope and your peace and your deliverer this Christmas and beyond. And so, if you're here today and you don't know Christ at all, I wonder if you would consider exploring him a bit more than you have in the past. And even if, say, you've had a bad experience at a church or with a Christian, don't let that prevent you from actually getting to know the Christ of Christmas. You could do that maybe by talking with someone that invited you to be here today about their faith, about their walk with Christ, about what it's like to be a Christian. Or you could connect with us if you don't know anyone, you just showed up today and wanted to be here, and you don't know anyone, but you would like to talk a little bit more, explore this more. You can connect with us as a church by calling us or going through our website. Or if you're curious more about this Christ, there is a table on the way out which has a bunch of free resources, and there's a CD there if you're interested to pick up that talks about the anticipation for the Christ and the way in which the man, Jesus, fulfilled those anticipations. So please feel free to pick one of those up before you go today. And if you are already a Christian and have Christ in your life, I pray that through this Christmas season, you will again remember and cherish the incredible gift that is Jesus in your heart and in your life. So let us pray together. Lord God, I want to lift up everyone that is here today. You know intimately what's going on in each of our lives. And Lord, I pray for those who are having a hard time right now because of something that happened this year or maybe something that happened recently. I pray that you will be especially close to them at this time. And maybe there are someone here today who sensed something in their soul during this time together. And Lord God, I put forward to them that that was you tugging, reaching out, calling their name. I pray, Lord, that you will enable them to respond, to move beyond the obstacles that might be preventing them from coming closer to you. And I pray, Lord, that you will meet them. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are faithful, that you are willing to walk with us through dark valleys and difficult times, and you're also the giver of forgiveness, for you purchased it for us. And so remind us and renew us through this Christmas season with the joy of salvation and your coming. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.